Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We bless you, God. We magnify you, God. We glorify you, God. We give you the glory. We give you the praise. We give you the honor, Lord. Lord God, we lift you up, God. Hallelujah, God. You are worthy, Father God. You are worthy of all the praise. You are worthy of all the honor. You are worthy of all the glory, God. We lift you up, Lord God. We lift you up, Lord God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We exalt you, God. Hallelujah, we exalt you, God. We exalt you, God. We exalt you, God. We put you over everything, Father God. We lift you up high. We lift you high. We lift you high. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh God, you're so worthy. Hallelujah, you're worthy. You're worthy, you're worthy, God. You're worthy, Lord. And we give you glory. We give you praise. We give you honor, Father. Hallelujah. We give you glory. We give you praise. We give you honor, Lord God. Hallelujah. We bless you, Jesus. We bless you. We bless you. We bless you. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to your name. Glory to your name. Glory to your name. Hallelujah. God, we bless you on today. God, we thank you, Father God. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for our families. We thank you for our loved ones. We thank you for watching over us and keeping us safe, God. We thank you, Father God, for keeping us safe from all harm and danger, seen and unseen. We thank you for the covering, God. We thank you for that secret place, Lord God, that we can come into, God, and we can hide in, Father. We just thank you, Father God, for that goodness, that mercy, that grace. We thank you, Father God, for that love that you show us, Father God. Whether we understand it or not, Father God, you still give it to us. You are faithful. You are faithful. Oh, God, and we just want to tell you thank you. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for, Lord God, just keeping us all down through the years, from our youth to our teens to our young adults to our mature selves. Father, we just thank you. We thank you. Thank you, Lord, and we bless you, Lord, today, God. We thank you for, Lord God, the little things and the big things. We thank you, Lord God, for the transportation. We thank you for our right mind. We thank you, Lord God, for putting us on the right path. We thank you for making things right in our lives. We thank you, Lord God, for never leaving us nor forsaking us. God, we thank you, Lord God, that even when we fall short, Lord God, you are always there. You are the steady one. You are always present. You are always there, no matter what's going on, God. And we just want to tell you, thank you. Thank you, God, for never changing. Always being the God that you are. So kind, so kind, so patient, enduring, Father God. And we just bless you, Lord. And we thank you for that, Lord. We thank you for your presence. We thank you for your patience. We thank you for who you are, God. So different than anything and everything on this earth. You're so great. You're so great. You're so great. You're so great. Hallelujah. You're so great. And God, we just open up our hearts to you right now. And we ask that you welcome on in, Father God. We welcome you into our hearts. We welcome you into our minds. We welcome you into our spirits. We welcome you into our relationships. We welcome you, Father God, into every situation that's happening in our lives right now, God. We welcome you, Lord God. We welcome you, God. We welcome you. We welcome you into the heart, Lord. We welcome you, Father God, because we know, God, you can clean it out. You can put it right. You can make it right. You can remove all that stuff, Lord God. You can remove all those things, Lord God, that is contrary to your word. You can remove any resentment. You can remove any bitterness. You can remove any anger. You can remove the jealousy and envy. You can remove the stubbornness, the stiff neck. God, you can remove the hardness of the heart. You can make it into a flesh. You can heal the pain. You can heal the hurt. You can heal the disparity. You can heal, Father God, the lost soul. soul. You can heal, Lord God. You can restore. You can make new, God. You can do it by a word. You can do it just by breathing. You can do it by just pointing your staff. You are God. Almighty, the great I am, Father God, and we just want to tell you thank you, thank you, thank you, hallelujah, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. And we're pressing in, hallelujah, we're pressing in, hallelujah, we're pressing in, Father God, we got to keep pressing in, Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, because we know that you are there, and you're waiting on us, Lord God, you're ready to receive us, so we're pressing in, Father God, we're seeking your face, God, we're seeking you, Father God, we're looking for you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, and we need you, Lord God, we want you, Lord God, and we desire you, Lord God, and we're asking you, Father God, to enter in, Father God, and remove everything. Sever everything, God, that's not of you. Sever every soul tie, every old tie, every grudge, every holy spirit of unforgiveness, every thought, God, that is contrary to your word. We're asking you, God, to remove it, God, in the name of Jesus. Remove that compromising spirit, God, in the name of Jesus. Remove that stubborn spirit in the name of Jesus. We ask you, Lord God, to remove everything, God, that is not of you, God. God, tear down every stronghold, breaking every yoke of bondage, Father God, breaking every chain. Oh, God, we're looking for you right now, Father God. We're seeking your face, God. We want to, Lord God, talk to you, lay at your bosom, Father God, and be held by you, nurtured by you, fed by you, Father God, because it's nothing like it in all the earth, Father God, when we can be full. We can be full of peace, full of joy, full of your love, full of contentment, full of you, God. Not wanting anything, Father God. Just basking in your presence. Just being in your presence. Knowing, Father God, that you are there. Knowing, God, that you are loving us, that we are loving you in return. Oh, God, not looking for anything in return. Oh, God, but just wanting to talk to you. Oh, God, we open up our ears, Lord, to hear. We open up our eyes to see. Oh, God, we open up our hearts to receive everything, God. Everything that you have for us, Jesus. And we're asking, Father God, to guide us, direct us, keep us, take us, Lord God, where you want us to go, Father God. Help us, Lord God, to miss those ditches. Help us, Lord God, to watch and see, Lord God, and be mindful, Lord God, and make sure we're not caught in the snares. Lord God, tripped up, Lord God, entangled and twisted, Lord God. Lord God, help us to be conscious of our own thoughts, Father God. Lord God, being conscious of our own words, Father God. Making sure that we're speaking life, Lord God, not leaving to our own understanding. Oh God, not charging, not judging, not blaming, not pointing the finger. Oh God, but literally, Father God, being meek and lowly, humble before you, Father God. Remember, God, that you see all and you know all. And Father God, that you are a keeper, Lord God, that you can keep us, Lord God, that we don't have to fall into that place of despair. We don't have to fall into that place of darkness and deep, Lord God, depression. But God, that you are there to keep us, Lord God, in the midst of the storm, in the midst of the trial, in the midst of the challenges, you are there. In the waiting, you are there. And God, we know, Father God, that your word is true and you cannot lie. You are faithful, Lord God. And so we just thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Father God. We thank you, we thank you. We thank you for your help, Lord God, in raising our children. We thank you, Father God, for that wisdom, Lord God, in our tongue, God, that we're speaking truth and not lies. We're speaking, Father God, from experience and knowledge, God, because we develop a relationship with you. We have come to know you even the more, Father God, and we want more, God. We desire more, God. We need more, God, in
Jesus, Lord. Oh, God, we're just asking you, God, in the name of Jesus. Order our steps, God. Regulate our mind, Father God. Keep us going, Father God. Continue to breathe on us, Father God. And even in the night, Father God, when we're all alone, Father God, help us, Lord God, as we lay on our pillows, God, to keep our mind stayed on you, Father God, and to even in our time of stress, God, that you would meet us there, Father God, and that you would even speak to us in our rest, in our dreams, God, that you would speak to our spirit, Lord God, that you would put those things, Lord God, inside of us, Father God, and you would pluck up those things that need to go. Oh, God, I'm asking you in the name of Jesus, Lord. Help us, Father God, as we move forward, as we continue to move forward, as we continue to press, Father God, as we continue to seek, oh God, and look for you, Father God, again, not looking for any treasures, God, but the only thing we're looking for is you, because we know, Father God, if we find you, Father God, and we put our joy and delight in you, you will take care of everything else. We won't have to worry. We don't have to fret. We don't have to be fearful. We don't have to be doubtful. But we can stand on faith. We can stand on faith, God, because you are so faithful. You have not let us down yet. Oh, God, we may have messed up. We may have fallen, Father God, but you have never failed. You are the same yesterday, today, and forever. And we just thank you, Father God, for being the God that you are, the God that you are, the faithful God, the kind God, the one that always there, never leave us nor forsake us. Oh, God, we thank you for those green pastures. We thank you for that hiding place. We thank you, Father God, for that new opportunity. We thank you, God, for opening that door. We thank you, God, for shedding all that stuff off of us. We just thank you, Lord, and we bless you on the day. We bless you for your goodness, your mercy, and your grace. We ask you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you remember your people. God, that you remember the families, the loved ones, those that are attached to us, those that have backslidden and walked away, or those that just stuck. God, we're asking that you remember who they are, Father God. Father God, and help them to know who they are and know their worth, Father God, and how you love them just the same. Father God, and that can choose to, now God, to choose life. They can choose, Lord God, to come back into your temple. They can choose, Father God, to repent and turn. Father God, that's how gracious you are. That's how loving you are. God, help us, Lord, not to abuse your grace and your mercy that you have upon us, because it is quite great. Oh, God, help us to recognize, Lord God, that you do get angry, that you do have, Lord God, some standards, that you do have, Lord God, some things, Lord God, that cannot be broken, that needs to be, Lord God, put in place, that needs to be, oh God, in place in the name of Jesus. Oh God, help us to understand that you have requirements, that you have standards. Oh God, and that's where you're trying to get us to. You're not trying to hurt us. You're not trying to make us feel bad. But you want us to know the truth. You want us to see the truth. You want us to live truth. Oh God, you want us to shine in truth. You want your glory to be able to encamp around about us, in us, and through us. And people will wonder, who are you? What God do you serve? And they will want to get to know you, because they can see the blessings, Lord. And it's not just about the stuff. It's the peace. It's the grace. It's the sanity. It's the freedom. Freedom from the past. Freedom from the foolishness. Freedom from the things that hurt. Freedom from the things that tries to hurt. Freedom from addictions. Freedom from the petty. Freedom from God. From the nonchalant freedom. Oh God, give your people the strength that they need, the courage that they need to run after you, to stand on your promises, to stand on your word. Father God, even those, Father God, that don't know you, wake them up, Lord God. Let them come into the full knowledge of you, Father. Father God, send those that will minister unto them, that give you, Lord God, grace, Father God, in the name of Jesus. I'm asking you, Father God, to touch right now. Oh, God. afflictions in the name of Jesus. Remove all distractions, Father God. Open the eyes that they can see. Open the ears that they can hear, Father God, that you are always there, Father God. Help them to discern between right and wrong, good and evil, yes and no, Father God. Help them, Father God, to understand, Father God, some of the teachers that learned even in their youth, Father God, when they were taken to church. Father God, help them to remember some things that they may have heard, God, that would give them the courage, Lord God, to stand and give them the courage to come out of that dark place, Father God, or help them to understand that you are right there with them, Father God, and you have not forsaken them, oh God, but they have to choose to allow you in, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Help them to understand, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that I'm asking you, Lord God, to help us, Lord God, to come out of this religious spirit, Father God, and develop a true relationship with you. Father God, not thinking that everything is just the way it is and just showing up, Father God, because, oh God, it's a social club, but that's where we need to be at this time. But God, give them a desire, God, to seek after you and your righteousness, God, for real. Lord God, with everything that's within them, oh God, with all their heart, their mind, their soul, and strength, Father God, with everything that's within them, God, give them the zeal, the hunger, and the thirst for your righteousness, Lord God, that will bring, Father God, to them the peace that they seek, the hope that they seek, the love that they seek. God, I'm asking you in the name of Jesus, help us to understand what real love is, that love, God, that surpasses all understanding. Help us to understand that love is not in gifts. Love is not just in the stuff that you give us or us giving stuff to other people. It goes more deeper than that. Help us to understand, Lord God, what love truly is. Develop our characters, Lord. Develop our characters in you, Father God. God, let us not disregard or turn a deaf ear to the word that's been coming over the pulpit. I don't care, Lord God, where a pulpit it is, but God, if it's the true and living word, if it's the truth, let it ring loud in the people's heart. Let them not disregard it. Let it flow in their mind once again, Father God. Let them ponder it, God. Give them the courage, Lord God, to accept everything that you are saying, to accept the truth, Father God, and not disregard, not turn a deaf ear, Lord God, not push it to the side or sweep things under the rug, but Lord God, give them the courage to face it head on, Father God, not running from, but running to, with our eyes wide open and not shut. Oh God, I'm asking you in the name of Jesus, cover your people. Cover your people on today and your leaders, God. Touch your leaders, God. Let them not grow weary. Father God, but give them the strength that they need. Give them the hope that they need. Give them whatever they need, Father God, to keep pressing on. Father God, not, Father God, be concerned about the people and the folk, but keeping their eyes on you because they need you just the same. They have to work out their salvation as well. Father God, let them not be like Moses and miss it, but give them the strength that they need to keep moving and keep doing and following after you and in the mercy and the grace that you have given them, Father. Oh God, we just thank you on today. We thank you on today. Watch over our children too, Lord. Whether they're grown or whether they're youth. God, call them, call them, call them. Oh God, I ask in the name of Jesus, pull them out and pull them back into your house. Oh God, we just bless you on today. We just thank you, God. Ask you, Father, that you protect us and keep us, Lord God, as we continue our day, as we continue going from A to B. Father God, cover us and keep us up. Help us to keep our minds stayed on you and not get offended, Lord God, or take offense or offend others, Lord God, because of what's going on around us. It's not like we think it should be, but God, help us to stay patient and just trust you in it all. Father God, we just thank you and we bless you on today. And we give you all the praise, all the honor, and all the glory. In your Son, Jesus' name.
I pray. Amen.